Well, hello, Perry Tribe, and welcome to Tribal Talk Tuesdays. I'm your host, Ivana, and this is uncut, unwritten. This is just freestyling, and we're just going to have a little talkity talk and see what's on everybody's mind. Good God, people do this all the place. Okay, so that's my phone. I'm wanting to talk about this war that's happening in Ukraine. Of course, everybody knows that this is by far one of the scariest and weirdest wars that we had, of course. But now we have some children, probably not old enough to know what's going on. I say maybe under the age of 5. You really shouldn't talk unless they bring it up. But you got those over the age of 5 that are in tuned with the news or hearing other people talk. And so we should know as parents how we should interact with that. First of all, my advice, especially from somebody that's been in the military, had to go overseas for a war, unless they bring it up, don't bring it up to them. Sometimes it's best, because let them be children. Don't let them see you freak out. I wouldn't freak out anyway. You know, it is what it is. Hopefully it will not escalate, but we haven't learned from history, so I think history is repeating itself, just to be honest with you. But anyway, let's just say if we had to talk to our kids and say, hey, look, you know, this is what's going on. You ask them, one, how they feel about it. If you ask them how they feel or what they know, then you would know how to kind of guide the discussion with them. So if they say, well, I'm feeling scared and this is a war and blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, well, there's nothing for you to be scared of. Yes, this is a war. People do get hurt in wars, but there's nothing for them to worry about. Everybody that's under the age of 18 is not going to go to war unless they volunteer. They're out of school completely and they got to have a written signature from their parents, which I doubt any parent would want to sign them up for the military at the age of 16 and 17. But it's stuff that like that a lot of parents don't know. A lot of parents don't know that you know, there is a possibility of being drafted, but we are waiting for other nations to get involved before we get involved. So, and that's what I would express to them. So we're not going to get involved yet unless we have to. And if it comes down to another Pearl Harbor, then yeah, you bet your butt we're going to get involved. But overall, the way the structure of the conversation for the children should be, let them talk first. Let them express how they feel, what they want to say, what's going on, how they feel about what's going on with the world today. And then you take it up and say, okay, I understand your concerns. One, don't be scared. Stay a child. This really doesn't concern you, but I understand your concerns. But point them into the direction of that they still are safe, that they don't need to worry, that they are protected, not only by you all as parents, but God, or if you believe in God or whatever, the military, whatever. If you have to say John Wick, by all means, but let them know that they're protected and they will be safe. And a lot of kids will express how scared they are, especially if they've seen stuff on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, headline news, stuff like that. That's why I don't watch the news. My older kids watch it, but the younger ones do not. They hear it from school, which that's what my youngest did. She heard it from school, and I told her it's nothing to worry about. I'm not going to be recruited back to go, but if they need me, I'm readily available. But that's a long shot. Her father got more opportunity to go than I do. He's still in the military, but just told her to pray for him, make sure that he's safe wherever he goes, wherever the military sent him. And she is also need to pray for a better world, a loving world with no wars and everybody feeling safe. So that, I mean, I had to explain it to 4 kids total about the war, and 3 of them knew that I was going overseas. And for a military person to explain to their younger children, hey, mommy's going overseas to fight this war, you know, oh, it did not go pretty. So if you do have military families, I would just lightly tread and just tell them, look, you know, possibility, maybe not a possibility. But either way it goes, you all are protected, and mommy is fighting for your protection, or daddy is fighting for your protection, and to make sure that you're safe. We're getting the bad monsters, or whatever you want to call them, and we're going to make sure that you're safe. And it's hard to say with all my brothers and sisters in arms, bless their souls, that already perished in the previous war. We still have to assure our children that they are safe and make sure that they know that we are here to protect them one way or another, and there is nothing for them to worry about. But let them express their feelings, because it's one thing as an adult to suppress or tell kids to shut up, don't say nothing, keep it quiet. They need that outlet to breathe, to express, because when you keep them repressed, that's what's going to happen when they get older. When they teenagers, they're going to repress. They're not going to talk to you. They're going to be scared to talk to you, because the first thing you're going to say is, shut up, be quiet, we don't want to hear it. So let them say what they have to say. Let them express themselves fully and freely, and then take it up from there. Because think about it, if you were in that situation, if you were there, of course we were their age, but we didn't have the stressors that the kids got now. Believe it or not, mental health with kids, they just been through a pandemic. Now they're going through possibly World War III. It's not good. And we have to protect, one, their mental. We got to protect them as well, but part of protecting the children, we got to protect their mental. We got to make sure that their mind is right. We got to make sure, you know, because some of them are so depressed as early as 5 and 6. And it doesn't make any sense. They should be playing with Barbie dolls, G.I. Joes, and Legos. They shouldn't be worried about being G.I. Joe and going fighting Cobra Commander out there in Russia. So we need to take a time out and think about, if it was us, how would we want to approach it? How would we, if we were children, if they're an age, how would we want our parents to approach us? In any type of situation, it don't even have to be in this situation. It could be from school, if they're being bullied, or if they're having, they're grieving over something, whatever the case may be, we should let them express first and fully, let them get it all out, and then let us slowly approach. And then that way they know that we do respect and we do hear them. Now, they say something crazy, you know, hey, just being a silly gilly, like, I was sarcastic when I was a kid. I ain't even gonna lie, but but you know, we do have some that are sarcastic and they over the age of 10. I don't know how many times I had to meditate and count to 10, because sometimes they do pluck your nerves. But again, just let them know the seriousness of it and say, look, this is serious. We just want to make sure that you okay, that you feel safe, and we want you to know that we got you. We'll protect you. You know, these children are loaned to us. They are loaned to us so that way we can guide them to be better people. Okay? We're supposed to teach them to not be afraid to say what's on their minds, to say what's on their hearts. So I think that we need to incorporate that in our daily parenting. You know, when they come home from school, just say, hey, how was your day? Everything okay? You want to talk about it? Okay. You know, I'm here if you want to talk. Keep it that simple, you know. Let them know that you love them when they leave out. Hey, I love you, because you never know. We're here one day, we're gone. When was the last time you told your children that you love them? And when was the last time you gave them that big hug? And when was the last time you heard their problems and issues and tell them that? And when was the last time you told them, hey, I've been through that when I was a kid. I can relate. And that's the key thing, people. We need to let them know that, hey, we were your age. We had something of that nature. We knew somebody that had that same situation, but we can relate. We can understand what you're going through. And here's a good way of dealing with that situation. And that's where I'm getting at. We need to find a good way to deal with the situation that's going on in Ukraine. If they want to donate, let them. If they want to participate in a 5K to donate for Ukraine, let them. If they want to help homeless people or do some type of charity, let them, because that's helping them build a better person. Of course, it's going to kill the gas. You might need to get you a horse and buggy. You know, I think we got a lot more horses in Kentucky, but either way, you can take all that and say that, you know, they can use that towards colleges for scholarships. They can say, well, my parents were good enough to let me do this, A, B, and C. Give them that opportunity to do what they want to do. Don't force it. We have some that trying to force their kids to become a basketball player so they can go in the NBA, or a football player to go in the NFL. If they don't want to play no more, don't force it. Let them find their niche and let it go with it. Just like let them express themselves in a time of chaos. Let them express themselves, because too many people have been shutting them out. And I've done that myself, and I had to regroup and rethink and said that's the wrong way. Because if there's something bothering my child, any one of my kids, I want them to express it. I want them to tell me how they feel. I want them to tell me, I hate this, I hate that, this don't make no sense, I don't want to do this. And I got you, boo. I understand you don't want to do it. Alright, fine. And that will take the stress off of them. That will help them mentally. Let them express themselves in a healthy way. And let them talk it out in a healthy way. And that way our relationships with our children can get better and stronger. So with that, I love you all. Bye.